I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Friday that Israeli forces will remain in southern Lebanon beyond the 60-day deadline stipulated in the ceasefire deal with Hezbollah because its terms have not been fully implemented. VOA's Christina Manente has more.
The deal, brokered by the United States and France, ended more than a year of hostilities between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah. Under the agreement, which took effect on November 27th, Hezbollah weapons and fighters must be removed from areas south of the Litani River, and Israeli troops should withdraw as the Lebanese military deploys into the region, all within a 60-day time frame, meaning by Sunday at 4 a.m. local time. In a statement, Netanyahu's office said, quote, "Since the ceasefire agreement has not yet been fully enforced by the Lebanese state, the gradual withdrawal process will continue in full coordination with the United States," unquote. The statement did not say how much longer Israeli forces might remain in southern Lebanon. Christina Manenti, VOA News.
The UN Human Rights Office warned Friday that increased violence in the occupied West Bank could threaten the ceasefire in Gaza. The Human Rights Office reports that since Tuesday, Israeli operations in the West Bank have killed at least 12 Palestinians and injured 40 others, most of them reportedly unarmed. Meanwhile, the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, reports the situation in the West Bank continues to deteriorate. At a news briefing in New York Friday, UN spokesman Farhan Haq provided an update from OCHA.
The ongoing operation by Israeli forces in Jenin and Jenin refugee camp, now in its fourth day, has expanded to nearby villages. OCHA warns once again that lethal, warlike tactics are being applied, raising concerns over use of force that exceeds law enforcement standards.
Haq also reported via OCHA that in the 6 days since the ceasefire in Gaza was enforced, more than 200,000 food parcels have been dispatched to more than 130 distribution points. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump Friday toured sites of natural disasters in North Carolina and California, and after touring one area, suggested eliminating the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says he's looking at fundamentally reforming and overhauling the agency.
Or maybe getting rid of FEMA. I think, frankly, FEMA is not good.
Speaking in North Carolina, where the Hurricane Helene recovery continues, the president suggested a big shift in the federal government's role in disaster response.
I'd like to see the states take care of disasters.
And while he vowed to help North Carolina, which voted for him in all three elections, the president was less generous toward Democrat-led California, saying he wants concessions like voter ID requirements in exchange for disaster aid. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Later Friday, Trump was touring sites in California damaged by the ongoing wildfires there. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo report the governor of the eastern North Kivu province has been killed in fighting with M23 rebels on the front lines there. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The death of Major General Peter Chirimwami was announced as M23 rebels closed in on the provincial capital Goma. M23 made significant territorial gains in recent weeks, encircling Goma, which has around 2 million people and is a regional hub for security and humanitarian efforts. At a news conference in Geneva, UN humanitarian spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani warned against an M23 attack on Goma.
We are deeply alarmed at the heightened risk of an attack by the M23 armed group on Goma, the capital of North Kivu in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
M23 is one of about 100 armed groups that have been vying for a foothold in mineral-rich eastern Congo along the border with Rwanda. I'm Karen Chamas.
In a video address to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump said the U.S. has a huge trade deficit with the European Union, claimed the U.S. was being treated unfairly, and called for U.S. tariffs on European foreign goods to rectify the situation. In a panel discussion on the global economy at the forum on Friday, European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde responded by urging negotiations and mutual respect rather than black and white focus on trade figures. Lagarde said it was about everyone operating together.
Yes, some countries are in a stronger position than others, but we all need each other. If there is one thing that the Europeans have learned over the course of time since the end of the Second World War, is that you cannot go alone. You have to work together. You have to respect each other's and you have to understand each other's.
Lagarde added that there has to be a building of trust and confidence between partners. That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.